Mahatma Gandhi, a prominent leader and advocate for nonviolent resistance, once stated, "If a single man achieves the highest kind of love, it will be sufficient to neutralize the hate of millions." These profound words encapsulate the transformative power of love and compassion. In the realm of mental health, where the struggle against negativity and inner turmoil often leads to insurmountable or feels insurmountable, Gandhi's quote serves as a guiding light, reminding us of the potential within each individual to create positive change. This blog post will explore the significance of this quote in the context of mental health, highlighting how cultivating love and empathy within ourselves can help counteract the pervasive influence and the influence of hate and negativity. First off, the prevalence of hate and its impact on the mental health. Hate in all its forms can have detrimental effect on our mental well-being. Whether it's directed towards others or even ourselves, hate breeds negativity, bitterness, and a sense of disconnection. It consumes our thoughts, drains our energy, and erodes our mental health. Understanding the destructive nature of hate motivates us to seek alternative paths towards healing. Number two, the power of love and compassion. Love and compassion, on the other hand, possess an extraordinary ability to counteract hate. When we cultivate these qualities within ourselves, we create a positive ripple effect that spreads to those around us. Love and compassion promote empathy, understanding, and connection, fostering an environment conducive to healing and growth. By embracing love, we can disrupt the cycle of negativity and transcend the limitations imposed by hate. Number three, self-love is a foundation. To neutralize hate, we must learn to love ourselves. Self-love acts as a foundation upon which we can build stronger mental health. By practicing self-care, acknowledging our worth, and accepting our imperfections, we strengthen our ability to extend love and compassion to others. Self-love enables us to become conduits of positive change as we radiate the transformative power of love from within. Number four, cultivating love in relationships. Our relationships with others play a vital role in our mental well-being. By cultivating love, empathy, and understanding within our interpersonal connections, we can counteract the influence of hate on a larger scale. Acts of kindness, active listening, and showing genuine care can create a domino effect, inspiring others to embrace love and compassion in their own lives. Through nurturing love in our relationships, we contribute to a collective effort of neutralizing hate. Finally, extending love to the world. Gandhi's quote emphasizes the potential for one person's love to neutralize the hate of millions. While this may seem like an overwhelming task, it reminds us that every small act of love matters. By extending love, compassion, and understanding to the world, whether through volunteering, advocating for social causes, or simply offering a helping hand to those in need, we become catalysts for positive change. The cumulative impact of individual acts of love can be transformative, creating a ripple effect that reverberates far beyond our immediate sphere of influence. In conclusion, Gandhi's words resonate deeply in the realm of mental health. By embracing love and compassion, we can neutralize the pervasive influence of hate and negativity. Starting with self-love, extending to our relationships, and ultimately radiating into the world, we become agents of positive change. In our journey towards mental well-being, let us remember that love possesses the power to heal, transform, and neutralize hate. Together, we can create a world where empathy and compassion prevail over negativity and division.